Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Member of our Priests for Life team for many years. And in fact, we'll pray together with her. Alvita, let's have you come on now. And how are you, Alvita? We're joined by our audience.
I'm absolutely wonderful. And hello, everyone. And while you're watching this and joining us, our hearts are joined to yours. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to use the airwaves, to use technology, to join together with our brothers and sisters, and to praise you, and to seek wisdom for these times. In many ways, these are troubling times, and yet the whole earth is filled with your glory, Father. So we move from victory to victory in Christ today, tonight, tomorrow, Lord, with our confidence, our hope, and faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And friends, feel free to leave your prayer intentions in the comments as we're talking here, because Alvita and I do want to pray for you, and we will return to prayer as our conversation progresses. But Alvita, I wanted to mention to you there are two events, one weekend after another, both right here in Orlando near our headquarters, and you're very much aware of both of them. And I wanted to make our audience aware of them too. I spoke a little bit yesterday about my experience at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference that was held here in this past weekend in Orlando. And this coming weekend, I'll be going on Friday and Saturday to the CNP conference, the Council for National Policy. Now, you've been involved in these conferences, and you know, isn't it a marvelous experience to share with our audience how good it is and how intense it is in these meetings, both spiritually and also just intellectually and strategically? We're meeting with people and making plans, and it's energizing, isn't it?
Well, the Bible says how good it is for brothers to dwell together in unity, and I'll say brothers and sisters in unity of the faith. And we can certainly do that at these conferences, at the Council on National Policy, at the CPAC meeting, and other meetings when we gather to do that. When we have like heart and like mind, it's easy to communicate and to agree. And where two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus, then God is there among us. So unity, when two people touch and agree, two or more people touch and agree, there's great power in that. So there's a lot of energy, synergy. And as you know, Father Frank, now as a pastoral associate for Priests for Life, I am following this year as the year of the evangelist, 2021 for me. So I'm not doing as much politics, but politics, that is an important place to be in 2021 and 2022, because we've got people who will be running for office who are pro-life, Republican, Democrat. We can go there and argue about which one is right and which one's wrong, who's evil and who's good. However, everybody, the day has to come when all people can understand that the sanctity of life brings us into the blessings of God. And so I believe it's very important to attend these types of meetings. And there are so many people there. Also, when you were at CPAC, there was a premiere of the movie Roe v. Wade.
Yes.
And I'm an executive producer there. I also appear in the film. It will be streaming soon. And I encourage people to watch that as well.
You want to give the audience a little tidbit of what role you play in that film, in that little scene that you're in?
I play the mother of Mildred Faye Jefferson. Dr. Jefferson was the first African-American woman to graduate from Harvard School of Medicine. So it's very exciting there. And we find out the truth about how abortion became legal in America. Nick Loeb, the creator and executive producer of Roe v. Wade, along with Kathy Alderman, they have worked very hard to bring this to light. And Dr. Bernard Nathanson, and you can find out more about Dr. Nathanson at priestforlife.org as a profile of who he was. He was an abortion doctor and had a change of heart. Norma McCorvey, you can find out about it, priestforlife.org as well. Good friend of Father Frank, Janet, to me and many others. So we meet the people who set that stage. Thurgood Marshall, Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, a Black Supreme Court Justice, is portrayed by my son, Jared Ellis, who's been in the acting profession a long time. Jared and I have been in the entertainment and media realms for many, many years. A lot of people don't know that, but we have. So I think it's just wonderful to bring you Roe v. Wade, the movie, and you can go to Roe v. Wade, the movie. It's either .com or .org to find out more about that as well.
Yeah, you know, I got to meet one time the wife of Thurgood Marshall because I have been a member of the Supreme Court Historical Society, which actually some of our viewers might want to look up. It's an entity which serves as an interface between the justices and the public, because aside from their role in deciding cases, which, of course, is their full-time work, the justices also give talks, they give guest lectures, they make appearances to the public. And the Supreme Court Historical Society, which, as its name implies, is committed to preserving and spreading the history of the court, serves as an interface, organizing a lot of those appearances. And they have a special reception every year. I've been to it a number of times. And that's where I met at the time while he was still living, Chief Justice Rehnquist. Yes. And he, of course, was one of the two dissenting votes in Roe v. Wade. So I got a chance to meet him, but
and
also
Justice
the wife
Clarence
of Thurgood
Thomas,
Marshall.
Very good friend of mine, Clarence Thomas as well. And I believe you've met him too. So.
Many times. Yeah. Clarence Thomas, of course, you and I have been together with him on various occasions. You know, I remember one time we were at a conference and he was on a panel. And you and I were both in the audience. And I think when it came for the Q&A, you got up and you asked him a question.
Yes, I did.
And I don't know if you remember what he said before he gave his answer. He said, Alveda King. I says, well, that's a powerful voice in our nation. I better be careful what I say.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I do.
He's Clarence Thomas. Oh, well, you know the movie came out about him, too.
Yes, yes.
Justice Thomas movie. People should look that up. Google that too. Yeah. Created Equal is the name of it. Mm-hmm. What a fantastic movie about this man, this justice. He's so humble. Of course, you and I know his wife, Ginny. But I mean, he's so ordinary, down to earth person, common sense
really
person.
Is. And he doesn't really forget wonderful. His roots and where he came from. And how honored he is to serve America
right.
in this capacity. So there are many good things happening. You know, the whole earth is filled with the glory of the Lord, and we can hear all the bad reports that will anger us, scare us, and shock us. But we have to remember that we serve a mighty, mighty God. And as we turn to the Lord for strategies and for information and wisdom, it is important in 2022 to get that vote out for the sanctity of life. And like I say, I don't say go around and argue about how evil the liberals are, how evil the Democrats are, how great the Republicans are, and how right the Republicans are. My uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was neither Republican nor Democrat, he said he was an independent. His daddy initially, my granddaddy was a Republican, and yet he voted for President Kennedy, who helped to get Martin Luther King Jr. out of jail, you see. So my dad, my granddaddy, and my uncle tended to pay attention to politics, but they answered to God and served God. That's very important during this time.
It is, yes. And, you know, you mentioned about the midterm elections, 2022. I mean, really, the time for preparing for those elections is now, mm-hmm. isn't it? Not later, it's now.
It's actually now. Now, Father Frank, please tell people where they can go soon. During the last elections, there were websites, action alerts, and all of that. Where do people go now at Priest for Life to find out what we can do to help to further the sanctity of life with the upcoming elections, the midterm elections?
Yes, actually, the very same places. And let's review. The main election website is prolifevote.com. and it's active. It is there, same place, prolifevote.com. And we'll be putting up regular updates of action updates. We're going to start having conference calls, Zoom calls. So if you sign up there, you'll be able to be invited to those calls where we'll talk about, well, Alveda, as you know, certain states are going to have U.S. Senate races. Those are going to be very important. The Senate is evenly divided. And the House races, those are going to be very important. I mean, historically, a president of a new party that takes over the White House is loses seats in Congress in the first midterm of his first term. And so that is historically the pattern. And we expect that that will hold again this time. So House races, the House is almost evenly divided. So it's very close in both the chambers. Well, Alveda, we want to pray for our viewers. And as usual, well, let me mention a few key intentions that our viewers are sending in, a few key intentions, and then I'll let you lead some prayers related to them. First of all, of course, people are concerned about their health and the health of their family, and so we want to pray for that, upcoming surgeries that there may be, and or diagnoses and tests that have to be undertaken. That's one area. Another area of frequently mentioned, people in their family who are away from the faith, not practicing, not going to church, not believing anymore. And this, of course, is a particular sadness for parents who have tried to raise their children in the faith. We want to give them words of encouragement. And then, of course, you have always prayers for the conversion of those who are pro-abortion. And the conversion of abortionists, closing of abortion mills, and for people that are actively out there praying in front of those abortion mills. And then we have a lot of people always saying in the comments, we pray and we want to keep praying for President Trump and his family, and in thanksgiving for the many things he has done and continues to do for this country. So would you lead us in prayer for those and the other intentions that are coming in?
Father, we thank you for these prayer intentions, these prayer requests that we can join with our brothers and sisters in prayer for those in families who are praying that members of their families come to the church or come back to the church, for those who have members of their families or they themselves have been impacted by COVID-19 and some have lost loved ones through those experiences. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to join with our brothers and sisters for prayer requests, for prayer intentions, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know during these times, there are those who are praying for their families to return to the church or come to the church. And we join our prayers that people will certainly seek and come to the Lord during this time, in Jesus' name, and that we can be examples that will encourage people to want to come to Jesus, in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for those who've been impacted by COVID and their families who've been impacted by COVID and their work co-workers and people in the jobs and in their church and worship experiences all over the world and all over this nation and in our own families, those who've been impacted by COVID. For those who've contracted or had COVID themselves, for members of their family who have, or friends or members of their communities, for those of us who've lost dear friends and loved ones and family through COVID, we pray, Lord, for healing and mercy. We pray, Father God, for people with uncertainties as to the economy and economics and our jobs, Lord God. For every prayer intention that is before us, we lift them up and offer them to you, Lord, with the sacrifices of praise. Help us through these troublesome times, not to speak evil, but to speak good, not to do evil, but to do good. When evil is done to us, let us forgive speedily, and may others forgive us for things that we do that we should not do. Leading into, Lord God, the upcoming midterm elections, guide us with wisdom, and let godly people who fear you have those positions, oh God. And we just love you. Bless Priest for Life, our friends, our prayer partners, our those of us who are part of us, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to reach out to them and connect with them through social media, and technology, Lord. And let us not forget to do that when we can do it really in person, whether we are masked or not, Lord God. The word of God is not bound. So we thank you, we praise you, and we worship you. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Alvita, and thanks for joining us. Friends, as you know, Alvita is an evangelist, and we both, together with our whole Priest for Life team, pray for you every day. So keep sending us those intentions. You always can indicate them when we're live. And you know what? Even in between time, you always have prayerintentions.org as the website where we accept your prayer intentions, as many as you want to send us. So thanks, Alvita. Great to be with you. Have a wonderful night and a great week. And now, friends, to all of you, may the Lord bless and protect you, answer all your prayers, and keep you close to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, thanks, Alvita, and thank you all, brothers and sisters. Amen. We will talk.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.